Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's technology, innovation, and entrepreneurship. I'm Bert Lum, and on today's show, we've got Melanie James. She's the co-founder of Mana Up. We've got Keiko Napier, founder of Aloha Spice Company, and Amanda Richards, founder of Paper Crane Soaps, and they're here to talk about their experience with Mana Up and the upcoming Mana Up Showcase. I want to welcome you all to Bite Marks Cafe.
Thank you, Bert, for having us.
Thank you, Bert.
Yeah, and
thank you, Bert.
I was just recollecting earlier that the last time I think I've seen you guys all was maybe it was 6 months ago over at the Washington Place. That was kind of like the kickoff, right?
That was our launch, so we were so happy Governor and First Lady hosted us at our launch, so thank you for coming, Bert.
Yeah, no, and it was great, and, you know, I'm thoroughly impressed with, you know, kind of like the sequence of rollout of your sort of showcasing the companies, because I kind of, you know, like thought, hey, this launch is almost like the showcase, but it's at Washington Place, but that was actually at the beginning of the cohort kind of program, right?
Yes, we like to feature the 10 companies. We always have a handful of alumni come as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice way for our partners to get together and folks like you that are great supporters of the program to get a first glimpse at the newest companies joining the program.
And I recall, obviously, the 10 were there, and then you had some alumni there as well to kind of fill it out. I mean, obviously, the 10 you want to showcase, but how do you pick the alumni that want to maybe also join?
So normally it's some of our food companies. People love to catch up with alumni. They're all invited to attend, but some of them makes more sense to have a table. So, you know, like Maui Chili Oil or Sea Salt of Hawaii and things like that. So people love to nosh on, you know, different products. So it makes sense for that.
Well, you know, and of course, if it's kind of like a lunch and people are walking around sampling stuff, I mean, it's kind of cool to have some food to munch on, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit, Melly, about the program. Now, it's a six-month program, but all the folks are not necessarily all, you know, here on Oahu. I mean, I know you have them come in, but like I think Keiko, you're on Kauai, right? And Amanda, you're on the Big Island?
Yep, we're on the Big Island.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's cool that we have the ability to bring everybody in and kind of showcase. But tell us, you know, like what do you typically have over the course of the 6 months? What is it that you put the companies through?
Yeah, so we had about 200 applicants this year. It's a very competitive process, some awesome companies. We love the fact that entrepreneurship is growing in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and there's more and more interest. So we selected our 10 companies, and really they're across the islands. We're so excited Hawaiian Airlines has continued to support flights. So that each company, no matter where they're coming from in Hawaii Island or Hawaii, can participate. So it's 6 months, like you said. We host workshops where we have different speakers coming in, some of them being more leadership talks, and some of them being more skills-based learning around like the financials, around packaging, around narrative, around you know, telling your story and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really incredible to have like so many great speakers. We also have a one-on-one that we have each week with the companies where we meet with them privately, and that's where we get more of that curated part of the program where we get to learn more about what they're working on, what are those big barriers that they're focused on, and how we can specifically help them with those
mm-hmm.
that may be really different than what we're working on with another company. And that's, again, completely private. They can share with each other, but that's really the curated part of the program.
And part of what I've heard from, you know, companies that have participated, it's really also a benefit to have this network that they can connect with other companies and talk about some of the challenges that they face. So it's not only them having access to some of the, let's say, subject matter experts, but also the ability to actually network with each other.
Yes, and we've got awesome resources as well. So we've got wonderful partnerships with DHL, with FedEx, and others, Bank of Hawaii, and just Ultras, other great partners that really help the companies with various resources as they continue to grow. But yes, you're totally right. Having this wonderful group of now 105 founders
mm-hmm.
With this trusted network, this trusted Ohana sometimes a founder who's just gone through this 6 months ago is way more important for some of these challenges than, say, a mentor that went through it maybe like 5 years ago. So it's just nice where no matter, you know, what the area is, we've got a lot of different folks that are really helping the companies and filling in those gaps. You know, entrepreneurship is lonely, but it's also you only have so much time and money and so many not ideal decisions that you make. So it's just wonderful where you can look to your left and right and have this really great trusted network of people that you can ask.
Now, you know, the companies that participate as part of the cohort, I mean, do you consider yourself an accelerator? You don't put money in and invest in the companies, right?
So we are an accelerator. We don't put money into all the companies like some of the other accelerators
mm-hmm,
do.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a venture capital fund. So if a company, once they graduate the program, is looking for capital, we will go through that process with them and potentially invest money depending on what they're looking for and if it's a good fit for our fund.
And I guess, you know, the different companies that go through the actual program, I mean, some will stay, for the most part, sort of small, and I'll just call, you know, it's kind of like a boutique kind of company. And then others that might be more, I guess, qualify for the venture route need to be able to scale, right? So you have to really be able to kind of see where the vision and the scale of where that particular founder wants to take the company.
Yes, definitely. And those are some of the criteria for the accelerator. We want companies that are, one, headquartered here in the islands, two, are at a minimum of $100,000 annual revenue, three, are looking to scale globally or at least nationally,
mm-hmm.
Scale past just islands, and yeah, are really great founders, executors, and good people.
Now, from a scalability standpoint, do all the companies have the opportunity to open up markets elsewhere? And what is the primary vehicle to achieve that? I mean, is it pretty much sales online? Is that sort of the primary vehicle?
No, there's actually a lot. We have a great retail initiative with ManaUp as well. We have our own stores as well as shop-in-shop stores inside various hotels. We've got a great partnership with hotels, et cetera, the airlines. So, you know, moving the needle for some of these folks from a sales standpoint could look like helping them focus on wholesale. It could be their own retail strategies online or their own stores, but also partnerships with whether it be hotels, airlines, or other entities to move the needle. A lot of times it's also looking at margin, right? So how can we help them lower costs?
Mm-hmm.
How can we help them really think differently about their products so that, you know, they can become more profitable and be able to scale more quickly? And those could be a lot of the back of house areas, right? It could be more of a labor. It could be sourcing your product. It could be the packaging. It could be, you know, what's on the package. How is it popping out off the shelf? So there's a lot of aspects within a business that are super, super important as companies are growing.
Now, didn't you do something on the East Coast as a result of this particular cohort?
We've done some Aloha markets. We've done about four. We've done two in Haneda in Japan in partnership with the airport.
Mm-hmm,
we've done
mm-hmm.
one in New York City as well as one in Los Angeles.
And those particular opportunities showcase the companies, and then is it, for the most part, their responsibility to see where it goes from there? I mean, how is it that they might potentially like open up a market, let's say in New York or on the West Coast?
Yeah, so, you know, some of our companies have actually opened up stores in Japan, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm,
but part of
mm-hmm.
ManaUp is really helping to bring Hawaii to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we create these opportunities, and Aloha Market's a great way. One, for the company to test out, are consumers resonating with their products in other locales? Two, being able to invite buyers and other folks in media for coverage, and seeing as these buyers come in, get to experience the product, and say, hey, this is amazing. I'd love to bring this into our store. So it's about creating these pathways that make it easier for folks as they're continuing to grow their product and sales.
You know, I do want to get Keiko and Amanda on, and I want to give you a chance, Mele, to maybe do a little introduction of their company. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after a short break to continue our conversation with Mele James, co-founder of ManaUp, Keiko Napier, founder of Aloha Spice Company, and Amanda Richards, founder of Paper Crane Soaps. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Chaminade University.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Melly James. She's the co-founder of Mana Up. We also got Keiko Napier, founder of Aloha Spice Company, Amanda Richards, founder of Paper Crane Soaps. And we're here talking about the program and the upcoming Mana Up showcase that's coming up pretty soon. Now, I want to give you, Melly, a chance to, you know, kind of introduce the two companies that you've invited to be on the show with us. We have Keiko from Aloha Spice, and we have Amanda Richards from Paper Crane Soap. So how did you go about choosing them? I mean, the fact that they're on Neighbor Islands, that's great. They're calling in, and I think their companies are pretty exciting. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what attracted you to them so that they can be a part of this cohort 10.
Yeah, so Amanda Richards, we really love meeting her. She's based in Kona, has beautiful handcrafted soaps with, you know, plant-based Hawaii-inspired ingredients, and she's got some wonderful partnerships with some really established hotels that really are inspired by her soaps and really help create an elevated experience for these hotel guests. And so we were very excited about thinking about these ingredients she's using, and so and she's just a wonderful human and just really pushing the needle on what can be used to take soap to the next level mm-hmm. here in Hawaii. For Keiko, we loved meeting her as well. She's from Hanapepe, right by the bridge, and is really not only has a beautiful spice company, really integrating a lot of different unique ingredients in her blends, but also has a really cool restaurant as well as other establishments really taking over Hanapepe and making it just this lovely place to come. And we just think that it's just so important as we think about various places in Hawaii that tourists get to come and visit. And she's just also so awesome.
Well, you know, hey, it's great to have awesome people and good, nice human beings. You know, the world needs more nice, good human beings. I'll tell you that much. Now,
well, and they're high executors. They execute a lot. That's important.
Now, Amanda, so tell us about Paper Crane Soaps. Now, Melly mentioned plant-based. So how does that kind of work? What is the blend, or what is it that goes into the soap that makes it sort of plant-based?
So we work with different farms here on Big Island to mm-hmm. source different ingredients. So, like, for example, our dragon fruit soap has real local source dragon fruit in it. Same thing with our mamaki soap. We also hand render our own local source tallow from Waimea. And mm-hmm. it just brings a different element of all these wonderful things that grow here and can be harvested here and incorporating them into conscious bath and body care products that we can provide to our base here.
Now, you don't have to give us the secret formula, but what goes into making a soap? So you have some of the plant sort of byproduct, right? You said dragon fruit and mm-hmm. mamaki. What is it that's the base of a soap? What is it that makes it soapy? Soapy.
What makes it soap?
Yeah, what makes it soap?
We make it, we use different kinds of oils, so kukui nut or coconut oil, just for an example, or shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we use something called lye solution. It's a caustic ingredient that we used with water, or we use different hydrosols or goat's milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we blend them together with the oils, and then it kicks off this really amazing chemical reaction. Mm-hmm. And within 24 hours, you have soap in a bar short shape.
And Amanda, so how did you get into this sort of alchemy?
So I'm actually a 15-year licensed esthetician, so ingredients have always been a big focus for me because I personally have really sensitive skin, so mm-hmm. I'm always curious to why something's in there, what does it do, how does it help my skin. So that's where I started, and then I also worked with a perfumer on the mainland and learned a lot from her about coming up with fun, different scent blends. So I kind of took those two passions, and I've been making soap since I was 19 as gifts, and when I moved here, there's just so many amazing, gorgeous plants and flowers and botanicals to play with. And so I just brought all of those together, and that's where Paper Crane Soaps came from.
Well, that's, you know, that's great to know, because I don't, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll just speak for myself, because I'm not, you know, not, you know, I just go buy a bar of soap because I need to, you know, I need to soap, right? But the thing that the formula that goes into your completing the formula for your soaps, I mean, there's a lot of thought that goes into it. I mean, it's like a recipe for a gourmet dish, right?
Yes, and that's how I treat it. Every product, every ingredient in my soap it's an intentional selection. How can it benefit? How can it support? And get you clean.
And do you feel that your ability to differentiate is there, and was the ability to kind of like go through the Mana program help to accentuate that?
Yeah, it really did help me focus on my business and where I wanted to take it to the next level. I love what I get to do, and I want to share it with more people and be in different places on the islands and expand past that.
Well, I'm definitely going to go check out your table over at the showcase coming up. But I want to also give Keiko a chance to talk about Aloha Spice, because that's also kind of intriguing.
Yeah.
You're on Kauai up in Hanapepe area, and I'm definitely going to go check that out next time I'm on Kauai. So tell me a little bit about the spices. What is it that you are including in the repertoire of Aloha Spice?
Well, part of my love of Aloha Spice blends is that I can control how much salt and how much actual herb goes into each blend.
Mm-hmm.
I had a stroke about 3 years ago, and I need to keep my salt level low. So we go for high quality ingredients, organic whenever possible, and we make the blend, and we add a little bit of Hawaiian salt. But as I tell my customers, please add more Hawaiian salt if you need it to be a little bit more savory.
Mm-hmm.
I do find that our blend assortment works with a multitude of foods. It could go Asian, it could go Italian, it could go all American. And of course, we have blends that incorporate coffee grown here on Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
That's great for barbecue. So our barbecue bros really love the fact that the coffee also tenderizes the meat.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's a lot to choose from. And part of my love, my greatest love, is feeding people. I do own a restaurant here called Japanese Grandma's. I am Japanese Grandma. And Japanese Grandma is always experimenting with food. So I try to use the blends in different ways. Right now, we love using our cacao blend,
mm-hmm.
which sounds like, oh, is that a spice or what is it? It is a blend of spices that works so well with everything from coffee, ice cream. We tested it with our new cacao blend chocolate drink, and people absolutely raved about it. So always looking for new ways, healthy ways to enhance our diets.
So what, so you have how many spice blends? I mean, is it like a six or a dozen? How many blends do you have?
I would say about 16.
Okay.
And we're always adding. Yeah. Like I said, I love feeding people, and I get feedback about what people love from the restaurant. So one of our things that we're developing now may be along the lines of a poke mix,
mm-hmm.
including our Hawaiian salt. And we do smoke our salts as well. And the wood that we use to smoke the salts comes from deep in Waimea Valley. We harvest the wood there,
mm-hmm.
and we use that.
Well, you know, Keiko, I do want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about your experience with the cohort. So we'll kind of hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Mele James, co-founder of Mana Up, Keiko Napier, founder of Aloha Spice Company, and Amanda Richards, founder of Paper Crane Soaps. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Ulupono Initiative and Ruby Tuesday Hawaii.
Thank you and welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HBR1. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Mele James, co-founder of Mana Up. We got Keiko Napier, founder of Aloha Spice Company, and Amanda Richards, founder of Paper Crane Soaps, and we're talking about the upcoming Mana Up Showcase. But I wanted to give Keiko a chance to kind of share a little bit about, you know, your experience with the cohort and what is it that you want to kind of take away and maybe apply to your company as you kind of graduate.
Well, I just love meeting the fellow entrepreneurs, and many come from different islands, different backgrounds, and I, of course, am the most senior member of the cohort, and I love watching how the younger generations use social media and other platforms to get their brand name out. I also am very shy in front of the camera, but I think Melly's finally got me to like a stage 2 panic instead of stage 10. So I
well, you know, at least you know we're on the radio, so nobody's looking at you.
But I have problems talking in front of people in general. So I think the rehearsal times and just given the different opportunities to really stretch my experiences The cohort, the members are so terrific. They've all just added so much to my life in the last 6 months.
Well, you can be young and still call, you know, Japanese grandma. I mean, you know, that's fine. Now, I'm curious. Is your kind of your sort of business thinking, strategy, vision around the spices and the blends, or is it the restaurant and serving you know, people?
Well, I think it's a philosophy of life. You know, I try to do what I'm passionate about, and that is about serving food, making people happy. Most of my family memories, my best memories, are based around food. So the herbs are and spices are a natural extension of that. And, you know, I'm located in a small Hanapepe town on the west side of Kauai, a very underdeveloped area. And it gives me a chance to give my community a voice through my actions.
Well, I'm definitely going to go check that out. And now, Amanda, I know you mentioned a little bit about your experience with the cohort and going through the Mana program. Anything that you are, you know, sort of ready to put into action as a result of, you know, the experience with the 6 month program?
Yeah, definitely pursuing more wholesale businesses and that opportunity to go to other islands and the mainland, maybe Japan. I'm hopeful on that one as well.
Is there an opportunity to do another kind of showcase in Japan coming up? Maybe that's a Melly question.
We'll have to see what happens.
Hopefully,
Year
to be announced at some point.
Oh, okay. So this might be something that's coming up, and if it does come up in 2026, you'll have it available for alumni as well.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, for both of the companies that you have on, Melly, I mean, there's the showcase coming up, and of course, I'm going to be watching Keiko when, you know, you do the Hawaii News Now segment. That's going to be it's always a fun thing to watch. Now, Melly, how many years have you been doing the Hawaii News Now sort of kind of feature?
Yeah, so we started off Mana Up Showcase as an in-person event. Salt was our first spot with our first cohort. I think we've definitely outgrown Salt.
Yeah.
But we started the broadcast and the live stream during the pandemic when we couldn't host 2,000 person events anymore. And so really it's the concept of bringing Hawaii to the world. How do we help grow companies to global markets, help create that ability for folks to learn about these amazing entrepreneurs and products from all over, whether it be neighbor island, on Oahu, mainland, or internationally, and telling these stories, which is really exciting about what's happening this Sunday, our premiere, which will be at 7 o'clock on KHNL and Hawaii News Now broadcast, as well as a live stream. The stories of these 10 companies will be really featured alongside many of our alumni, and they'll be shopping online, a lot of showcase specials, and brand new products never seen before from many of our alumni, and of course the 10 companies we're highlighting. It's super, super exciting.
Now, it's going to be on the television, but you said it's also going to be live stream. Where's it going to be live stream?
It'll be live stream on YouTube and Facebook, and you can find out all about where it's going to be streaming on ManaUpShowcase.com. It's also important to register, even though it's free to quote-unquote watch. But we have over 70 giveaways. We've got 2 round-trip tickets on Hawaiian Airlines with a 3-night stay at the Moana Surfrider, a year of King's Hawaiian, a year of Zippies, a year of Waiakea, and lots of other amazing giveaways that you'll have access to when you register at ManaUpShowcase.com.
So how does that work? I mean, if you're watching, whether it's a live stream or on TV, and you've registered, is there some interactive, you know, element that gets people to, I don't know, respond or answer or do something that gets them to win something that they've actually registered for? How does that work?
Yeah, so if you don't register, then we won't have your name in the registration list to be able to pull and be able to contact you.
Mm-hmm.
The one, like 100% have to register. But two, it helps get you the links, et cetera, to be able to watch the show and know exactly where to go. We have a lot of our great partners live streaming as well. You also can vote for your favorite entrepreneur, and they're going to win a $5,000 prize, as well as our artist to watch with Kimie Minor, Haku Collective, these young artists singing their written song, and the winner actually gets to perform live with the Hawaii Symphony at a future date, which is super, super exciting. So there's lots of reasons to sign up and tune in. We also have, of course, our November 6th event, which is our in-person event, which you need to purchase tickets and all of that at ManaUpShowcase.com, but that'll be at Bloomingdale's. We've got a wonderful partnership with them. We're taking over the entire third floor. We'll have lots of our alumni there, and of course, featuring and highlighting our next 10 companies graduating, of which Keiko and Amanda will be 2 of them, amongst many of our other companies like Kauai Gourmet Nuts, Kiane Hawaii, Keiki Department, Oribe Tea, Maui Swim, Sugar Caddy, as well as Arlie Glass and Dazuzan Charcuterie. So lots of those are the newest 10, and of course, we've got our 105 other companies, that many of which will be at Bloomingdale's. I think we'll have about 70 featured. The founders will be there. There'll be brand new limited edition showcase specials, new flavors, new products, all great reasons to, one, shop online, or two, buy a ticket for November 6th.
Well, you know, I'm really impressed, Melly, with all the things that you've actually created for the companies. And the Bloomingdale's showcase is a really great event to go to, especially if you're kind of thinking about, you know, what you might want to buy for Christmas, because, you know, they got all the stuff out and you can kind of like pick and choose. So there's a lot of choices that you can go through. So, again, you have something coming up on the 26th, which is the broadcast, right? And then
the broadcast and live stream at 7 p.m. on KHNL.
And then you have the showcase on November 6th. Okay, so where can people go to find out more about this?
Go to ManaUpShowcase.com for all the information and to register for all the giveaways.
Very good. Melly James is the co-founder of ManaUp. Keiko Napier is the founder of Aloha Spice Company. And Amanda Richards is the founder of Paper Crane Soaps. They're going to all be on the television and live streamed, as well as at Bloomingdale's on November 6th. So you want to go check that out. Hey, I want to thank you guys for joining me today.
Thank you for having us, Bert.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about the new and improved Purple Prize. If you missed any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is Crystal Spear. You can catch us on HBR One every Friday or anytime via the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.